This is Akashvani, the news read by Apu Gapak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reiterated India's firm stand on terrorism, asserting that there can be no double standards and compromise on the issue. Modi made the remarks in a joint press conference after wide-ranging talks with his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim in Kuala Lumpur today. The talks between Prime Minister Modi and his Malaysian counterpart focused on strengthening defence and security ties and enhancing economic and innovation partnership. Following the talks between two leaders, several agreements, documents and memoranda of understanding were exchanged between India and Malaysia to boost cooperation in diverse sectors covering security, semiconductor, health and medicine, education, disaster management, combating and preventing corruption and audiovisual co-production. Later in the day, Prime Minister Modi interacted with CEOs and business leaders. Prime Minister Modi also met persons of Indian origin and veterans of the Indian National Army. Modi has since left for Delhi after concluding his two-day visit to Malaysia. The second edition of the Arunodaya E-Sports Championship 2026 concluded on Saturday in Itanagar. The championship eventually turned into an international event as around 3,000 gamers across India and neighboring countries, including Bhutan, Nepal and Sri Lanka, participated in the tournament. In the open category, about 528 teams participated in the online games, which included a special category exclusive for Arunachal Pradesh, comprising 128 teams competing among them. Team Godlike, representing India, came on the top as the winner of the Mobile Legends Championship, defeating Onyx from Bhutan. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today stressed that the India-US Interim Trade Agreement fully protects the farmers' interests, with key agriculture products kept out of the pact. The minister was addressing a press conference in Bhopal. Chauhan said India will not allow genetically modified products and that no tariff concessions were given on a wide range of farm goods. Union Home and Corporation Minister Amit Shah is holding high-level meetings in Raipur today to review the security situation and assess progress of development projects in left-wing extremism-affected areas of Chhattisgarh. In view of the central government's resolve to make the country free from the problems of Naxalism by 31st March this year, the meetings being held in Raipur today under the chairmanship of Union Home Minister Amit Shah are considered highly significant. Assam government has decided to refer the matter of Congress MP and State Congress Chief Gaurav Gogoi's alleged Pakistan links to the Ministry of Home Affairs. Addressing a press conference today at Guwahati, Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma clarified that the investigation was being pursued strictly from the standpoint of national security, with political considerations being secondary. Sarma informed that the state government had constituted an special investigation team to inquire. Meanwhile, Congress leader Gaurav Gogoi, who is also the deputy leader of the party in the Lok Sabha, dismissed the allegations and termed the chief minister's press conference as a flop show. In Bangladesh, former water resources minister and senior Awami League leader Ramesh Chandra Sen died in custody at Dinajpur district jail, raising fresh questions over country's worsening law and order situation and the treatment of elderly detainees. He was 85. Jail officials said that the Awami League leader's health deteriorated inside the prison. He was later rushed to Dinajpur Medical College Hospital, where doctors declared him dead. A five-time member of parliament from Thakurgaon Wan Sadar, Sen was arrested in August 2024 from his residence following cases filed in the aftermath of the political upheaval in the country. Voters in Japan are casting their ballots in a parliamentary election. The snap vote comes as Prime Minister Sanae Takachi seeks a new mandate to push through an ambitious agenda including increased defense spending and tougher immigration measures. In Maharashtra, in a major crackdown in illegal immigration, Mumbai police arrested four Bangladeshi nationals for residing unlawfully in the city using forged identity documents. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.